Game 4 of the NBA Finals, live from Cleveland. Staff writer for SI.com, Ben Gulliver, is on the KSRO live line. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for being with us this morning. How did we get to 3-0?
Well, one of the most dramatic games that I've ever seen in person. I think that Game 3 saw the biggest shot of Kevin Durant's career, and obviously he's the new guy in the whole season. People have wanted to say, okay, well, is he going to earn his first championship here with Golden State? And he sure did in Game 3. And that seemed like Cleveland's best effort. He remembers back in Games 1 and 2, it was big blowouts for Golden State at home. Here in Ohio, they were expecting to kind of have the home crowd. They were going to ride that. They got some really good performances from some of their supporting players. And, of course, LeBron James played great. But in the end, it was Kevin Durant coming out on top with the biggest shot of his life. And now they're sort of on the doorstep here of the first perfect postseason ever. If they win tonight 16-0 in the playoffs, it's never been done before. And that actually, I think, would put Golden State in the conversation as one of the best seasons of all time.
Just doubling down on that, I grew up in L.A. I'm an enormous Lakers fan. And the Lakers never did not lose at least one game in the postseason. What's on the line tonight if they were to win this and go perfect?
Yeah, well, it's not just the great Lakers teams. I'm sure you remember Shaq and Kobe, but it's also Jordan's Bulls. I mean, they never made it through perfect either. You can go back even further than that. Larry Bird's Celtics never did it. Magic Johnson's Lakers never did it.
Wow.
So there's a lot of history at stake here. And even LeBron James's best teams down in Miami were never able to do it. So it's a very unique accomplishment. I mean, Golden State, to be able to get to this point, they did have some good breaks. Remember, Kawhi Leonard got injured for San Antonio during the Western Conference Finals. There was a couple of guys earlier in the postseason for Utah and Portland maybe who were not in the lineup. Meanwhile, Golden State's had perfect health. But what this will allow Golden State to do is say, hey, we turned it on when it mattered most. Yes, you know, they only won 67 games in the regular season this year compared to 73 last year. But when every push came to shove in the postseason, they were by far the most dominant team in the playoffs that we've ever seen. That's a pretty cool accomplishment, and it's the kind of thing that, you know, stat guys like me, you know, nerds like me, love to throw out there and say, well, this is why they should be, you know, considered right there with, like, the 1996 Bulls or the 2001 Lakers, among the best teams that we've ever seen.
Historic. Well, speaking of LeBron, Ben, it seemed like, I mean, he had high praise after the second game for the Warriors and for Kevin Durant in particular. It almost sounded at that point like a concession speech.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I was hearing some of the same things. And yesterday at practice, he gave a very long and very detailed press conference. It kind of seemed like the kind of, you know, the end of season type of thing where you want to make sure you answer all the questions and get all your thoughts out there. I'll tell you the mood here in Cleveland, just from talking to a few fans, they told me, and this probably doesn't speak for everybody, but anecdotally, a couple of them said, hey, we'd rather just have this over and kind of get on to next season.
Oh.
You know, no team in NBA history has ever come back from a 0-3 deficit in the finals. So it's a huge mountain. And I think that there's a realization here, not only in Cleveland, but around the NBA, that Golden State's talent has really come to play. Kevin Durant's playing the best basketball of his life. I think Steph Curry, kind of in an underrated fashion here in the finals, is playing some of the best basketball of his life, making some amazing rebounds, you know, hitting the big shots like always, and really doing a nice job of sharing the stage with Kevin Durant. And when you have two players who are both MVPs who are playing at their peak level simultaneously, that makes this team very, very difficult to beat. And I think it does also sap the confidence of the opponent.
So, Ben, just on that point, I mean, I admit I don't have a lot going on in my life, so I kind of want the Warriors to lose a little bit so this thing drags on. You're a reporter. You do this for a living. Do you want the Warriors to win tonight so you can go on vacation, or do you want the series to keep going?
Well, I try not to look at it that way. I'm usually rooting for the best story. I think, you know, the best story here is somehow Cleveland comes all the way back
to
season seven, and then we've got this insane history that, you know, and that's not going to happen. But I think the second best story here is what we've mentioned, is the history angle, because it's very rare for two guys like MVPs like Steph and Kevin Durant to be at the peak of their powers at the same time. If you go back, you know, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, that wasn't two MVPs. That was one MVP and a very good teammate. If you look at Shaq and Kobe, by the time Kobe got to his peak levels, you know, Shaq had already been traded and moved on. It's just rare to see this kind of alignment. And so if they are able to close this out, especially if they do it in emphatic fashion, if they win pretty big tonight in Game 4, I think that this is the kind of team that we're talking about, say, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And maybe the scariest thing, though, that I keep hearing around the media members is that as good as this squad is, this 2017 Warriors, maybe next year's team could be even better. I mean, wow. They have more time to gel together. They're going to have all the major players together. So that's part of it, too, is that this could just be one chapter of a dynasty. And for that reason, you know, the quicker that they win, I think the bigger the story is in terms of their, you know, long-term impact.
All right, Ben, one final question for you. Is it going to end tonight?
I think so. I mean, if I had to predict, I think, you know, Golden State wins comfortably. If you look back at their first three rounds, Portland, Utah, San Antonio, in game four, they won all those games handily. Their toughest tests in all those series were game three, except for San Antonio in game one. They played very well. But for the most part, game three has been sort of the biggest mountain to climb. Game four has been a little bit easier. I think Cleveland's going to have a really hard time, you know, pulling itself together, I think, emotionally and mentally after losing that tough game a couple nights ago. LeBron James looked exhausted at the end of game three as well, and minutes, I think, are kind of accumulating on him as well. So,
well, we are going to see by the end of today for sure. Ben, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
That's Ben Golliver from SI.com.